Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Megan Roberts, and she is the director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. And Megan, you always have things going on.
Always, LaVon.
And if they're not scheduled on the calendar, there's people coming in and out, and you have lots of great information down there at the chamber. And so you've always got something. But right now, for this evening, we want to talk about music.
We do. It's our final Third Thursday summer concert tonight, featuring Sneaky Peek, which they play everything from Stevie Ray Vaughan to ZZ Top, they tell me. And I've never had the pleasure of listening to them, but I've heard wonderful things. And this is the last time their band is going to be together. They're kind of breaking up after this. So if you want to hear Sneaky Peek for the last time, you should come tonight to the Third Thursday.
Where are they kind of from?
All over. Some from Adair, some from Atlantic, just the surrounding area here.
Okay.
So
cute name. Clever name.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess where and when? You know, have we said that? Where is it? It's tonight.
It's at the City Park, which City Park has been undergoing a little sidewalk repair lately, but Roger Herring, the parks director, assures me that things are in ship shape for tonight's concert, and the Atlantic Business and Professional Women will be there also providing the concession stand. So it's 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So Okay. You can come at 5 and enjoy the whole thing, or you can just stop in for a half an hour in the middle. I think that it's a really enjoyable type of a concert. Our first one this year was really nice. Bring your picnic blanket or your lawn chair, something to sit in. There are a few picnic tables, but not enough seating for everyone. So.
And you might need to bring a jacket and an extra wrap, because just sitting there, it gets a little chilly.
It might be a little chilly. So.
Now, I hate to even ask this, Megan, but if it's raining?
If it's raining, we just have to cancel. It's just one of those things, you know, it's an outdoor event and we don't have an indoor location that would hold the type of thing that we need. And we didn't want the extra expense. So just hope that it's going to be nice.
Right. And it could very well be. And that is such a nice setting. And as you said, people can come and go and feel comfortable about doing that. So it's great. Now, one of the, I guess, nice things, it's been a challenge, but it's turned out, I think, pretty good that you've found sponsors for this event.
We have. Last year was the first year we did the Third Thursday Summer Concert Series, and it was started by the mayor, Mayor Jones. He wanted to do something to kind of thank the community for putting up with a harsh winter. So the City Community Promotion Commission kind of funded it that first year around. This second year, we weren't sure how we were going to pay for things. So we've had sponsors that have helped out. The Atlantic Hy-Vee was one. The Farmer's Kitchen had our second one, and unfortunately, we got rained out there. And then the Business and Professional Women in the Chamber of Commerce are teaming up for this second one. So Yes, those sponsors have made this possible.
So this evening, anytime between 5 and 8, stop by at the City Park. But it's fall, and there are a couple things that you have done kind of traditionally in the fall. So let's talk about the next one coming up.
Coca-Cola Days is the next one. It's just around the corner here, the 23rd and the 24th. And that is held every year. It just seems to be more fun every year, too. And this year, the new Coca-Cola Center and Museum will be open on Main Street, Chestnut Street, at the old Atlantic Locker building. And that's kind of new for us.
Oh, and they've been working so hard.
So very hard.
Yes.
And our parade this year will be open to businesses and anyone who wants to enter a themed float for the celebrating 125 years of fun instead of just the children, because usually it's just been a kiddie parade. So those are the two new things for Coca-Cola Days this year. And other than that, we're still expecting a great turnout, 25 to 30 states represented as far as the collectors go, and all kinds of neat things to see.
And it is interesting to see who turns up, because sometimes there's somebody from even outside the United States.
Oh, once in a while. And I haven't seen the roster this year, but, you know, it's always fun to see.
Yeah. And we always kind of enjoy going. We're not Coca-Cola collectors, but it's kind of fun to see the old things. We're kind of interested in the old things. And see who else is there. It's always sort of a social event.
It is.
Where will the vendors be?
The vendors will be in the Herring Building at 2nd and Poplar, and they'll be set up all over in there, and you can kind of browse through and see what ones have things for sale and which things are just for looks, because some things are just there for show.
Yeah, okay. And I'm guessing if you have something you'd like to sell, that you could kind of visit with some of the vendors too, just in case you happen to.
A lot of times people will bring in items kind of wanting to know the value. They've maybe inherited them from a family member or something, and they just kind of want to know, well, is this even worth anything, or would this be a value? And then next year they may have their own booth, or they may sell it at an auction or something. So,
and you have special t-shirts.
We do. $16 for our short sleeve t-shirts and $22 for the long sleeve. They have the theme on them, which is, again, celebrating 125 years of fun, and they're they're black. They kind of have a neat,
spiffy.
Yeah. Somebody told me they look like a Harley Davidson kind of design. A little more macho, I guess, this year. But it's really a nice design.
Okay. And you can get those at the chamber office. And
you can also purchase them online at AtlanticIowa.com.
Oh, hey, gosh. And so many people are doing that kind of thing. So that's great. So that is the 23rd and 24th.
Yep.
And is there an evening thing for the public?
There is just the parade is kind of what wraps it up. The collectors have a banquet following everything, but that's just selective to the the vendors there.
Okay, very good. Well, let's move on to the next, maybe it's not the very next thing, but I think of it as being the next thing, the October event.
Harvest Fest.
Yes.
October 8th is Harvest Fest, and we run 10 to 4. We have a craft show, flea market type thing. There are tractor rides. This year, we're going to be adding a meat smoking competition, which will start Friday night, and then we'll serve the meal the following day on Saturday when everybody's down there. So if you're interested in being a part of the competition, go ahead and let us know. And if not, just come grab a sandwich on Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. We have an apple pie contest, a quilt show, just all kinds of really fun family type events. Kids pumpkin decorating. We'll have paint and paintbrushes there. And we had 100 pumpkins last year and they went just in the snap of a finger. So this year we ordered 125.
Okay. Have you checked out the pumpkins? I haven't seen too many, although last night Farmer's Market, I saw quite a few different kinds of squash and so on. So it's that time.
Driving by McCurdy's pumpkin patch, I can see little spots out there. So I'm sure that there'll be lots of pumpkins ready.
Oh, that's great. And that kids do have such a fun time for that. Now, you mentioned if you want to be in the contest, the smoked meat contest, they need to let you know. What about if somebody has something they want to sell? Are there any limitations on that, and how can they do that?
Sure. We have a registration form at the chamber office, and it's also online at AtlanticIowa.com for under our Harvest Fest section. And really, there aren't a whole lot of limitations. We just reserve the rights for drink sales. So if you have crafts or if you have food, your food has to be prepackaged, I guess I would say, like Simply Tasteful or like packaged breads or cookies or baked good type items. Other than that, there really aren't a whole lot of limitations on what you can sell. And then, you know, if you're interested, all you have to do is fill out that registration form. It's $20 for a booth.
Okay. I know in the past there have been some folks who've had garden produce, the edible kind, but also for plants that can still on the ground now, you know, there's still time to plant things outdoors or dried things. So it's always interesting to see all the variety. And as you say, if somebody wants to bring, I don't know, collectibles or whatever, almost whatever.
Yes, yeah. Almost whatever. We call it our harvest market, and that leaves it kind of open. So yes, you can bring in whatever you've got.
Did we talk about where all that's located?
We didn't. It's down at the depot. We have most of the activity down there, and the tractor rides will take you up the Chestnut Street and make a little loop, and it's kind of fun to ride on the people mover there. Just a quick little trip up the street.
If you parked at the south end of the street, can you get a ride to the north end?
You know, we have done that in the past, and sometimes we don't. It all depends on how many volunteers we have.
Okay.
So we're still looking for volunteers, too. So if you're interested in helping with Harvest Fest, we'd love to have you.
Okay, that's a good point. Always looking for volunteers. And I guess we have just another minute. We might mention, talking about volunteers, the whole holiday Christmas kind of thing. I know for most of us are going, oh, let's not talk about that yet. But you guys have been planning that for a long time.
And we're almost to the point where we're done with the planning and we're just waiting for the season to get here. Our Christmas brochure will be coming out here shortly, and that will have all of the schedule of events so you can kind of plan what you want to partake in. And the contest, we usually have a nice contest. Last year, we gave away about $2,500 in Atlantic cash to different shoppers. And so we're hoping to do that again and make it bigger and better. So.
And you can use volunteers for that.
Always use volunteers. You know, it's really fun to be in Santa's cabin when Santa comes to town and help him and be one of his little elves. And that's every Thursday night and every Saturday afternoon. And so that takes a lot of help.
Mm-hmm. And it's not for a long period of time. So if you just want to give a couple hours and watch some kids, that would be a fun one. But there are other things you can do, too.
It's such a treat to watch those little kids.
Yeah. So it's all great fun. And I'm guessing if you want to volunteer, you don't have to be a chamber member.
Not at all. We'll take anyone. And, you know, families often have fun helping at Santa's cabin because it takes a couple, three people to help kids in and out and just make sure everybody gets up the steps without tripping and that sort of thing. And so we have parents with their children come help, and high school students have been there to help with their families. and it's a fun time.
Okay. And so if you need more information about any of these events or about the chamber itself, your website is?
AtlanticIowa.com, or you can call us at 712-243-3017.
Okay. And again, we need to remind folks tonight, 5 to 8.
5 to 8 at the City Park. Sneaky Peek.
All right. Thank you so much, Megan Roberts, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple.